CRL TV's afternoon edition presented by Manka A. And be first, the main points. The baccalaureate general examination of the Francophone system of education has kicked off in Cameroon with about 134,000 candidates sitting the examination across the national territory. Trade links between Cameroon and Chad will soon experience a boom when the bridge connecting the two countries will be completed. And in sports, the University of Yaoundé 2 is topping the medal table with 11 medals, 8 of them in gold, at the ongoing university games that are underway in Garoua. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Close to 134,000 candidates have begun sitting the 2024 Baccalaureate d'Enseignement Général in several hundred accommodation centers all over the country. Reports from the 10 regions of the country say doors were opened as early as 7 a.m. with officials of the BAC board visiting centers to make sure the examination is conducted hitch-free. The Northwest Regional Delegate of Secondary Education, Ezekiel Mbaingjong, disclosed that although there was a drop in the number of candidates this year, the examination kicked off hitch-free in Dongamantum and Mezam divisions, where 117 candidates from the region are sitting the exam. The BAC examination is a French equivalent of the GCE advanced level. All is set in Cameroon for the written part of the General Certificate of Education, or GCE advanced and ordinary levels, that begin tomorrow, Tuesday, May the 28th. A total of 197,000 candidates will be sitting the examination, indicating an increase of about 14,000 candidates from the number that registered last year, representing a 7% rise. Officials of the Cameroon GCE board say they have, in collaboration with defense and security forces, taken enough measures for a smooth conduct of the examination all over the national territory. And still in education, results of the government's common entrance examination for the central region have been released. Of a total of 25,783 candidates who registered, 25,507 effectively sat the examination, with over 25,200 declared successful, indicating a close to 99% success rate. A release from the Central Regional Chief of Center, Bidjo Benjamin Debonair, indicates that about 23,500 candidates passed in List A and over 1,700 in List B. 3,000 copies of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities have been handed to the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Gené. The handing over ceremony, organized by UNESCO and which took place in Yaoundé today, falls in line with collaborative efforts towards promoting awareness and understanding of the international instrument. The 3,000 copies of the convention are expected to serve as a valuable resource for government officials, civil society organizations, educators, and individuals across Cameroon, empowering them to advocate for the rights and well-being of persons with disabilities. Some 42 police and gendarmerie officers from 11 African countries have started receiving knowledge on professional opportunities in the police component of the UN peacekeeping operations with focus on women. This is at a 5-day seminar that was opened this morning in Yaoundé by the Director General of the International School of Security Forces, Brigadier General Bitote André Patrice, representing the Minister of Defense. The seminar is co-organized by the International Francophone Network for Police Training in collaboration with the International School of Security Forces, the International Organization of La Francophonie, and the United Nations Organization. Out of Cameroon, at least 45 people have been killed, including women and children, in an Israeli airstrike on a camp for displaced Palestinians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Videos from the scene in the Tal al-Sultan area show a large explosion and intense fires burning. The Israel Defense Forces say it has killed two senior Hamas officials, while civilians have equally been harmed. South Africa's social media influencers, popular with the youth, have been stepping into a new role of political mobilizers ahead of this week's general election. With 42% of registered voters under the age of 40, the younger demographic could have a big role to play in Wednesday's election. The messages have targeted the young electorate, with a recent survey identified as being pessimistic about the country's future. In sports, the University of Yaounde 2 is topping the classification table with 8 gold medals at the ongoing All-University Games in the North Regional Capital, Garoua. They are followed by the University of Boya with 2 gold medals and the Gulf University Institute with 2 gold also. In the meantime, finals in athletics have been scheduled for this afternoon. The University Games, which are in day 3 today, offer opportunities for Cameroon to exhibit its living together, fellowship among students and the university community, and sociocultural exchanges. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Manka A. Ambe.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Close to 134,000 candidates have today begun sitting the Baccalauréat Général examination of the Francophone subsystem of education across Cameroon. According to the head of the government bilingual practicing high school center in Yaoundé, Madame Geraldine Weyengfa, the over 491 candidates started trooping into the campus at 7 a.m. to sit the examination. Joyce Cliff Tata captured the atmosphere of day one. Her report.
Votre tenue n'est pas conforme, monsieur.
7 a.m., exam and security officials stationed at the entrance of the government bilingual practicing high school examination center in Yaoundé, making sure no candidate smuggles in any material to cheat during the exams.
Madame Geraldine Weyengfa Fomba, principal of LBA Yaoundé. I have 491 candidates in my center. For those who had not come earlier, check their names on the list. They went to the notice board and checked where their classrooms were situated. Then they moved to their rooms.
Indeed, they meet labeled classrooms with candidate numbers well written on their decks and instructors ready to guide them. Here is an exam invigilator assuring the candidates that they are present to bring clarity on any instruction not understood for their success. At the sound of the bell, the atmosphere rapidly changes. The only sound then on campus is that of footsteps of exam officials and birds wishing the candidates good luck as they strive to grab their ticket to higher education.
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting. Officials of the Central Regional Bureau of the Baccalaureate Board say the integrity of the examination remains a priority to the institution. They were speaking after inspecting the start of the written phase of the examination in 4 centers in Yaoundé. Rigobert Maniar tells us more.
This alarm signals the start of the written phase of the Baccalaureate d'Enseignement Général at Lycée d'Ensemble Fulan in Yaoundé. Candidates, both regular and external, are hoping to end their secondary education ladder here. There are 30 students per class in 33 examination halls, with a further seating rule of a candidate per bench. The chief of the Lycée Leclerc sub-center, hosting 1,288 candidates, Mrs. Mireille Marie-Laure Ouna, says this sitting rule respects a ministerial order for a reason.
Concerns the sitting position, it is important that children sit one by one. It's important for us for baccalaureate exam, which is an international exam, and it's important that we respect that aspect so that they too know that we are taking it seriously.
The head of the Central Regional Bureau of the Office du Baccalaureate, Benoit Ondua Mekongo, says the integrity of this examination is a priority to the institution and only merit will carry the day. Close to 134,000 candidates are sitting the general component of the baccalaureate examination in Cameroon for the 2023-2024 academic year.
Rigobert Mania reporting. The baccalaureate examination also started in a serene atmosphere in the littoral region in accommodation centers that are hosting thousands of final year students. Kola Maloke with details from CLTV Littoral in Douala.
The doors of the Jos High School were flung open as early as 7 a.m. to receive candidates from 15 educational institutions as well as external candidates for the baccalaureate examinations. By 8 a.m., all candidates were in class as the bell rang, signaling the start of the first subject in all serenity. Sidangono Manize is chargé de mission at the Jos Subcenter.
We have 924 candidates for six series.
In the hallway, two visually impaired candidates were writing. An instructor was at hand to translate the script into Braille. It was the same serene atmosphere that characterized Government Bilingual High School, Bobongo Petit Paris, where 934 candidates are sitting for five series. At the TSF Mongo Joseph, all is going on smoothly. Fotsim Fongan Paul, chargé de mission, explains.
The exams begin well. We have no problem this morning. We just have three candidates absent. The rest 620 were there.
The situation at the Islamic Comprehensive College, New Bell, was no different. Ewane Samuel is an examiner.
We have 37 in all the series.
Apart from some absences, no major incident has been recorded on this first day of the baccalaureate examination. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
From the littoral region with take you to the East region, where close to 5,000 candidates are sitting the back examination in more than 60 centers. Officials from the Ministry of Secondary Education are carrying out security measures to ensure a smooth examination session. Details with Biki Ongu.
Statistics from the East Regional Delegation of Secondary Education reveals that 4,806 candidates registered for the 2023-2024 BAC examinations. Officials from the Ministry of Secondary Education, together with the delegates and some close aides, toured and inspected these writing centers, making sure candidates are in the right halls and that security measures are put in place before they begin the first paper at exactly 8 a.m. Ngende Moses is inspector of services number one at the Ministry of Secondary Education.
We are here today in Betwa, realizing very serious and effective work done by the various chief of centers. We have not yet met any dysfunction. The exams, as far as this morning session is concerned, took off on time, exactly at 8 o'clock.
After 1 hour 30 minutes of concentration, the first paper is over and some candidates attest that they started well and are confident to be victorious at the end.
L'épreuve de philosophie.
Philosophy was fine, I wrote well, and I will pass.
J'ai confiance en moi.
J'ai trouvé.
Think it was easy, just the last section that was a little challenging, but I am confident I will pass.
Je suis confiant que cette année je vais mon bac.
Officials during this first day recorded some few absences and instructed that vendors sell in a more hygienic environment. Bikyongum, CRTV Betwa.
Over in the far north region, the governor, Mijiawa Bakari, has expressed satisfaction with the smooth start of the baccalaureate exam in the region, with about 14,000 candidates sitting the examination that registered a remarkable increase this year. Sylvester Timkin completes the story from Marwa.
The first stopover of the governor of the Far North region was at College Jacques de Benon, where 735 candidates are writing the BAC general exams. The same serenity was observed at Government Bilingual High School Domayo, Lycée Classique et Modern, Government High School Kakatari, and Government Bilingual High School Marwa. at each of the centers. The governor exchanged with examiners and candidates who acknowledged a smooth takeoff. Abdul Bagi Hayatu, chief of center.
The candidates are very happy. Everything is going well because our students have been prepared a long time ago, so we have no difficulty.
The governor used the occasion to commend the good organization and noted an increase of 3,000 candidates compared to the last session. Mijia Wabakari.
There have been increased for 3,000, and this is a testimony that security situation is back to normalcy. And then we have less absent than last year. Things are going well. So far, so good. There is no major incident recorded so far.
Education officials report that all is going on well in the 50 accommodation centers across the 6 divisions of the region. Marwa. Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
In the meantime, all is set in accommodation centers in Yaoundé ahead of the General Certificate of Education Examination, the GCE, which kicks off tomorrow. Officials say security measures and strategies to curb fraud during the exams have been put in place. Kelly Eben visited some accommodation centers and put together the following report.
At Government Bilingual High School Itugibi this morning, where a violent wind led to infrastructural damage. Recently, classrooms are given a facelift while some students ensure the school premises is swept. According to the principal, Catherine Yufe Bacha Epus Foju, the ongoing works will be completed later today.
It is about almost 2 weeks ago that work started. We have already selected the rooms that will be used, pasted the names, and we have the list of invigilators, list of accommodation, all the centers that are writing here.
In other accommodation centers, coordination meetings were held to ascertain that all is intact ahead of tomorrow's exams.
Chofang Sylvester, Chief of Center of Honor Bilingual High School Accommodation Center. Yesterday, we had to go and carry the questions. The benches that were supposed to enter into the different rooms were counted following the attendance registers. The police station that will send their elements so that effective check-in of students should be okay.
I'm Madam Geraldine Wiemfa Fomba, the principal of LBA Yaoundé. We've tried to have teachers who are standby to help guide candidates because some of them are new in this environment. Then we have security people who are at the gate.
After months of burning the midnight oil, candidates across the national territory will begin sitting the written session of the GCE Ordinary and Advanced Levels examination this Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2024.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The execution rate of works on the bridge linking Yagua in Cameroon and Bongo in Chad stands at 99%. The bridge that is near completion is being constructed alongside access roads and other social facilities that will boost trade between the two countries and the CEMAC region as a whole. Henry Tatoekambi reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
Described as an architectural jewel by the population and experts, the 620-meter-long bridge is now 99% complete. Stakeholders of the 74 billion CFA francs infrastructure believe the execution rate and the quality of work is just as planned. Mijiawa Bakari is the governor of the Far North region.
The work is a very wonderful work, and we see an international bridge. It is not yet finished, but it's upcoming day.
Works on the 6.8-kilometer access roads attached to the project on the Cameroonian side and related facilities, consisting mainly of socio-economic infrastructure like the border post signaling system, which take the total cost of the project to about 92 billion CFA francs, are also ongoing. Governor Mijiawa Bakari.
From one part to another, there is some kilometer to develop the town, Yagua and Bongo, and also there will also dam. All those is involved development.
Considered as one of the major integration projects in the CEMAC region, the cross-border bridge will not only boost trade and other activities between Cameroon and Chad, but in the sub-region as a whole when completed. Marwa, Henry Tatoekambi, CLTV.
42 police and gendarme senior officials from Cameroon and 10 other African countries are being schooled in professional opportunities in the police component with focus on women. Opening the five-day seminar today in Yaoundé, the representative of the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Brigadier General André Patrice Bitote, underscored the importance of the seminar, which is to get more women involved in peacekeeping missions. Details with Kwancho Marie-Claire.
Co-organized by the International Francophone Network for Police Training, Francopol, in collaboration with the International School of Security Forces, the International Organization of La Francophonie, and the UN, the Come Together has brought participants from Benin, Congo, Cote d'Ivoire, Djibouti, Morocco, Rwanda, Senegal, Chad, Togo, Tunisia, and Cameroon. For 5 days, the senior security officials will, amongst other things, sensitize trainers of police and gendarmerie schools and candidates. The 42 participants will also be drilled on understanding of selection criteria into UN police force. Sabrine Ben Alfi represents the UN police.
We will start today with the presentation of the UN police division and peace operations, the specific modules of recruitment. The expectation is to give more understanding of those participants as they present their country, and they are a focal point in their country to recruit a new UN police officers.
Opening the seminar, the representative of the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Brigadier General Bitote André Patrice, underscored the importance of the seminar, which falls in line with the country's policy to encourage gender equality in the defense force and also give opportunities to more women to postulate in the Corps. Kwancho Marie-Claire Do, CRTV News Center.
We now bring you some news in politics. SDF supporters of the Bamenda Three Council have resolved to massively register on the electoral list ahead of upcoming elections in 2025. They took the resolution during a ceremony to celebrate the 34th anniversary of the SDF party in Bamenda. Claudine Defoko Olivier reports from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Militants and sympathizers of the Social Democratic Front Party, the SDF, reverberated the ideals, commitment and loyalty to the party's dreams and hope as they converged in Bamenda Sunday to celebrate the achievements of the party 34 years after to the district chairman of the Bamenda 3 electoral district, who doubles as the second deputy city mayor, Lucas Afong. The Come Together was a landmark event.
The SDF created in 1990 has lived through thick and thin in the country.
A glowing tribute to the founding national chairman of the SDF party, late Nijan Frundi, and the six, they say, were brave individuals who made the ultimate sacrifice in a bid to move the goals of the party forward.
I am inviting every militant to first and foremost get himself registered.
They all took a unanimous commitment to ensure that Bamenda 3, the lone controlled council by the SDF party in the country, to remain the bastion of the SDF party. Kolde Ntofuko Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And on to sports. 3 days into the university games that are on the way in Garowa, provisional results indicate that the University of Yaoundé Tsuwa is topping the medal chart with 11 medals, 8 in gold, 4 silver and 1 bronze, followed by the University of Boya with 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. On the third spot is the Institute of the Gulf of Guinea. At the moment, the universities of Bamenda, Linafi, the Catholic University of Central Africa, St. Jerome Higher Institute, and Protestant University are yet to record a medal. CRTV's envoy to Garowa, Wilson Mengole, with an update.
The University of Yaoundé Tsuwa keeps plucking medals in the 24th edition of the University Games. On the medal table, they count 11. 8 gold, 4 silver, and 1 bronze medal. The most recent came from Kono Mbodo in long jump, completing a distance of 12.50 meters. The University of Yaoundé Tsuwa is closely followed by the University of Boya, who made her intention known early enough. UBI now have 2 golds, 1 silver, and 2 bronze, making it a total of 5 medals. The 2 gold medals came from Nasako Britannic in 86 kilograms wrestling and Gwe Wase Miriam in the 59 kilograms wrestling. The Institute of the Gulf of Guinea is the only higher private institution of learning at the moment on honor roll. They have 4 medals, 2 gold and 2 bronze. The University of Yaoundé 1, the mother university in the country, is on the fourth spot with 2 golds and 1 bronze, making it 3 medals. At press time, the universities of Bamenda, Linafi, the Catholic University of Central Africa, St. Jerome Higher Institute, and the Protestant University are yet to record a medal. Victor Bala Wilson Mengole on special assignment in Garoua.
And beyond the fierce competition on the field, it is also a time for camaraderie and cultural exchanges, thereby promoting living together amongst the university students and officials. Athieu Fuzo is on special assignment in Garoua with details.
After a day of thrilling matches, it is time for relaxation here in the athletes' camp of Gashiga. Players are taking advantage of the facilities to recover to be in top shape for the upcoming games. Dimala Pius, athlete.
They told us to rest because we have another match on Tuesday. We played against Ecole des Travaux and we won. And then on Tuesday, we're going to play against Saint-Jérôme. And we have to rest today so that tomorrow we can train to go and play our match on Tuesday.
Others undergo massages to alleviate muscle tension and reduce inflammation. Nutrition also plays a critical role. Players get the right balance of proteins and fats to replenish their energy stores. Nickingham Francis, athlete.
We ate things to only prepare ourselves for the match, and especially popo, some oranges, and just that.
As the sun sets over the athletes' camp, students, players recharge and gear up for tomorrow's challenge. One thing is clear, the spirit of these games extends beyond the competition. Gashiga, CRTV, Angelin Patrick Mbala, Arthur Fuzo.
Before we end CRTV's afternoon edition, once more, the main points. The Baccalauréat Général examination of the Francophone subsystem of education has kicked off in Cameroon with about 134,000 candidates sitting the examination across the national territory. Trade links between Cameroon and Chad will soon experience a boom when the bridge connecting the two countries will be completed. And the University of Yaoundé 2 is topping the medal table with 11 medals, 8 in gold, at the ongoing university games that are underway in Garoua. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Bon après-midi, mesdames, messieurs. Bienvenue à l'écoute du condensé du 3PM News. Examen officiel, place au baccalauréat de l'enseignement secondaire général. Selon les chiffres de l'Office du baccalauréat, 133 868 candidats affrontent les épreuves de la session 2024 sur l'ensemble du territoire national depuis ce matin. Pour le bon suivi des examens, 370 chefs de centre ont été mobilisés. Sous la coordination du ministre des enseignements secondaires, tout a été mis en œuvre pour qu'aucune fausse note ne soit enregistrée. Après les candidats au baccalauréat de l'enseignement secondaire général ce jour, ce sera au tour des candidats inscrits au GCI d'entrer en scène demain mardi. Dans les centres et sous-centres d'examen, l'heure est au dernier réglage pour permettre aux candidats de passer leurs examens en toute sérénité. Le taux d'avancement des travaux du pont sur le fleuve Le Gonne reliant Yagua à Bongor au Tchad est évalué à près de 99%. Les partenaires bilatéraux Tchad-Cameroun, Banque africaine de développement et Union européenne sont satisfaits de l'évolution des travaux de cet ouvrage. D'un montant de 38 milliards de francs CFA, ce pont qui sera inauguré en fin d'année 2024 boostera les échanges commerciaux entre les deux pays, facilitera la libre circulation des personnes et des biens, et plus encore, impactera positivement l'intégration sous-régionale. Enfin, sport, Jeux universitaires Garoua 2024. Dans la course aux médailles, l'université de Yaoundé 2 est en tête avec 8 médailles en or, 4 en argent et 1 en bronze, alors que l'université de Boya, qui occupe la seconde place avec 2 médailles en or, 1 en argent et 2 en bronze. L'Institut du Golfe de Guinée occupe la 3e position. Des positions qui sont susceptibles d'être modifiées ou confortées à l'issue des finales de ce jour. Mais au-delà des compétitions, c'est le vivre ensemble qui est magnifié à ces 24e Jeux universitaires. Madame, Monsieur, c'est la fin du 3PM. Merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste National.